Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today is Election Day, November 2nd, 2010. And I agree with Michael Moriarty, the first attorney, the first lawyer on NBC's series Law and Order. He was on that program for years, and he wrote his second column on Amendment 62. And this time he said, of all the important races all over the country today, the only one that really matters is Colorado's Amendment 62, the Personhood Amendment. That's from Michael Moriarty, and how exactly right he is. So what I'd like to do, a couple things. One is I'd like to play you the audio of a video from a college campus from Durango, Colorado, where Planned Parenthood sent in their outreach team of students for an Amendment 62 debate. This is about a two-minute audio clip, and basically it's Planned Parenthood's war against science, with the pro-abort students saying everything they could possibly say to be factually in error and sound utterly ignorant and actually in opposition to science. So Planned Parenthood's war against science, Planned Parenthood's war on science and the unborn child. And also there were, you know, Planned Parenthood probably had a hard time getting people to put pro-abortion signs on their lawns. So today, out of nowhere, over 100 yard signs showed up, no on 62, at the Capitol, downtown Denver, around the Veterans Park. And that's state property. And so Leslie Hanks, the proponent, one of the two proponents for Amendment 62, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life, marched into the Capitol, into the governor's office. And we got a child-killing Democratic governor, but she filed a complaint that the memories of our veterans who fought for life, liberty, and justice, their memory is being stained with these child-killing signs, and they need to be removed from state property. How dare my tax dollars, Leslie Hanks complained, be used in support of child-killing? I'm a proponent of Amendment 62. Those signs got to go. And so they were gone within an hour. So good job, Leslie Hanks. And I have it on good authority that Leslie's not the one who took them all down. It was state workers who immediately went and took them all down, and that was great. So good job. So they probably couldn't get another 100 people to stand up for child killing with a sign in their lawn. This evening, if you've been a campaign worker, there's a thank you gathering for you, and you could call Colorado Right to Life or Personhood Colorado and find out the location. The time is tonight, Tuesday evening, from 7 to 10, down in the Denver Tech Center. So that should be fun. We know that people are coming from Fort Collins and Greeley, coming south. People are coming from Pueblo and Colorado Springs, coming north. And so it should be a great time. Okay, so let's listen now. Let's see here. We're going to turn on this audio from, this is a YouTube video. Planned Parenthood declares war on science. And I might chime in a little bit, but mostly we're going to hear these typical and typical, because I've been on dozens of college campuses, and this is what you hear consistently. But these are this is the Planned Parenthood outreach team. And so let's hear this. Let's see. Planned Parenthood declares war on science, Fort Lewis College, Durango, Colorado. Planned Parenthood's college outreach group during a debate on Amendment 62.
We are not going to try to use science or evidence. The fact of the matter is that this is opinion. We all have our own beliefs as far as when human life begins. Science is not ultimate truth. That's why it's science. It's always being studied. It's always being taught and retaught and rearticulated. So to insinuate that this science is absolute truth on a matter of what is human life is illegitimate. what is inside a body that cannot function outside its host is not a child.
Host?
It's a matter of reproductive choice. The living, breathing, sentient being that has control over her body is the one that we listen to. Not science. Science cannot be applied to my body.
I think we're talking about science as if it's something that it is absolutely concrete. There is absolute proof that there is, you know, life and there is not life and all this stuff like that. There's people from this side, from their researchers, that say that the heart beats in 21 days. There's people on our side in research that says that the heart doesn't beat until 24 weeks.
Stop the tape. Now, that gal just said that there are people from the pro-life Amendment 62 side that say the heart beats at 21 days. There are researchers on our side that says the heart doesn't beat till 24 weeks. Now, how's that, huh? And this is typical. And it's not that when your heart is beating, that's what makes you a person. It's how the ignorance that is so extraordinary by those who close their minds, close their hearts, and advocate killing unborn children, making arguments against unborn children. Let's hear the rest of this, and then we'll go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278.
So it is completely different.
We need to focus on the birth control issue, and that's what you need to be thinking about, rather than any of the photos or scientific evidence that Nate just gave you.
I mean, I have a cold, so to say that, I have a virus in my body, and that's, you know, that's also something little and living inside of me. But if I'm going to try and kill it, I'm not going to be like, oh no, woe is the virus thing, I've killed a life. It's not the same thing.
Anyone who's born with an X and a Y chromosome is biologically female.
And that's Planned Parenthood's outreach group science class for the day. Science lesson for the day. Anyone born with an X and Y chromosome is female. And the heart beats, the unborn child's heart beats at 24 weeks. How's that one? And so does that mean that they would agree that you can't kill the baby after his heart is beating? No, of course they wouldn't agree to that. Would they agree you don't kill the baby after he's old enough to suck his thumb and play with his toes, to sleep and to dream, to learn his mother's voice? No, of course they don't agree with that. They think you should be able to kill any child in the womb for any reason, at any age, and that's because their heart is hard against God. And so they make arguments against the innocent child. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Kim, welcome to Bubba and Yurt Live. Hello, Kim, you there?
Yes, honey. Is this Bob?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hey, long time no hear, honey. I used to protest with you down, me and my husband, over on Ray Street in Denver.
All right, so you're saying, honey, so you're either my mother or...
Just a long-time old friend, hon.
Hi,
Kim.
Came
to our house for barbecues and stuff. Anyway, your kids are doing good, I hear.
Oh, wait, Kim, now wait a minute. Came to your house for barbecues.
Yeah.
You're talking about 15 years ago?
At least.
Kim, you're amazing. Wow.
Yeah. You remember me?
I sure do. Whole family. What a beautiful family you have.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Honey, what a beautiful family you have. Kim, I really love you guys. You guys are great.
Great. We're thinking about coming to your church to visit you. But anyway, I have a question, Bob.
Yeah.
Efren and I are kind of not understanding this Amendment R in Proposition 102, and we don't know how to go on that.
Oh, yeah. We didn't take positions on the legislative initiatives that the legislators put on the ballot.
Uh-huh.
And on 102. 102 is sort of like micromanaging the criminal justice system as to when someone is arrested, whether or not they could post a personal recognizance bond or have to bail out if they're going to get out of jail. So I didn't vote on that one, but I didn't vote on either of those. I left all the alphabets on. I didn't vote on any of the alphabets.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you had a say-so on that, honey. I just wanted to make sure that we're doing right.
I don't, but I voted yes on all the amendments for lower taxes, lower spending, instead of spending hundreds of dollars to register your car and taxes, just $5, $10.
That's what we're doing,
voted
too.
Yes on that. And, of course, yes to kick out Obamacare Amendment 73, and especially yes on Amendment 62 to protect the unborn child.
Exactly.
All right.
Great, Bob. It's good to hear from you, honey, and hopefully we'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate that.
Now, you take care now.
All right. God bless you and your whole family. Now, there's not too many folks I take kindly to calling me honey on the air, but Kim, she is a honey. She's just wonderful with her whole family. I also voted for Tom Tancredo and voted against Ken Buck. I did a write-in. I voted for some guy named Greg Jackson, Greg with three G's. I voted for Greg. And because you don't want to vote for a politician who tells you up front that he'll install judges who will kill innocent children. You just don't want to do it. Our number here, 1-800-8-NUR. So the basics of why have we spent the last few years promoting personhood amendments on this program, Bob and Eric Live? Well, abortion is wrong because it's a baby. It's always wrong to intentionally kill a baby. So that's why we do this. And when people abort their children, their hearts become hardened against God. So they turn increasingly against God, and they refuse to acknowledge Him as their Creator, their Lord, their Savior. And so if you love your neighbor, then you're going to warn them, you know, it might not be a good idea to commit felony crimes. If you love your neighbor, you might tell them, look, don't do that. What you're doing is wrong. If your neighbor is about to kill their child, not only would you tell them this is not good, but you try to stop them if you can. And if you were in Germany and the hatred of the Jews that became public policy and the slaughter of Jews by the millions, you would try to stop it unless you were an apathetic Christian and you didn't care, like the priest or the Levite who left the victim of a crime to die, while it was the unbeliever, the Good Samaritan, who tried to and did save his life. All right, so we're going to go back to the phones, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Now let's see if this will work. Let's go to John. Welcome to Bob and Eric Live.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, sir. What's up?
Oh, I went to vote, and they make me wear my shirt. Who will speak for the baby? They tried to say it's electioneering.
All right, and so what happened?
But I just ignored them, and I kept going through. I said, I should still be able to write the vote. I said, it doesn't say vote for 62. I said, and the lady was trying to cover it, change your shirt inside out, and I refused to do that, and she wanted me to cover it with a thing.
All right.
So I just continued, and then I said, I should have a right to speak. I go, I believe, you know, that I wear this shirt all the time, I told them.
All right, and so what's the bottom line, John? Were you able to vote?
Then I finally was able to vote, and then the guy at the end, when I was turning, he told me he was a Christian, too, but they turned me in for electioneering. They wanted me to talk to somebody. I go, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to vote. The girl was trying to get me to talk to somebody.
All right.
While I was going over to vote.
All right. Well, John, very good. Thanks for telling me.
I don't think of Planned Parenthood. They would kick somebody out from Planned Parenthood if they had a shirt Planned Parenthood. They wouldn't change them, probably.
Well, thank you very much for your
call.
Think?
I know.
And that's very often the case. It's very often the case that a lot of bureaucracies support killing. A lot of bureaucracies support killing unborn children. Okay, now, on amendment, what did I do? I said 73. It's 63. All right, very good. Amendment 63 is the anti-Obamacare. Amendment 63. Amendment 73, see, that was a slip. That's the personhood amendment 2012. All right, so our number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. So people say, well, why do you do this? Why do you care? If you love God and love your neighbor, then if your neighbor is trying to kill their child, you will attempt to stop them. And if you were an apathetic Christian in America 150 years ago, and you just didn't care that blacks were owned as property, well, then you would be an apathetic human being. And apathy is another word for hate, hatred, apathy. And if you were a Christian in Germany and you didn't care that public policy was turned against Jews and the hatred of Jews became public policy and they were about to be slaughtered by the millions, you just didn't care. All you cared about was going to church. Or if you were a pastor, increasing the attendance and the collection each week, well, then you were an apathetic Christian who said you love God but hated your neighbor. So let's go to the phones. Hi, Joe Scott. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. I'm just calling in for anyone that hasn't voted yet to let them know how important it is to vote for 62 today.
All right. Thank you.
This morning, we were at the abortion mill, and a young lady changed her mind, drove out and told us she was in tears. She said, I'm keeping my baby. We gave her a baby blanket and a silver dollar, but she was in turmoil, and we could tell.
Oh, so you so this woman with Christians at the abortion mill praying, offering help, and showing signs of what they will do to your child, they will dismember your child. They will tear your child to pieces to kill your child at Planned Parenthood, the abortionists do. So with you guys there, this woman went to kill her child, couldn't do it, and I'm just recapping, through tears, told you she couldn't kill her child. You guys gave her a baby blanket and a silver dollar.
Yeah, but Bob, it didn't end well. She went home, and about a half an hour later, her husband brought her back with their maybe 18-month-old baby, looked about that age.
Oh, no.
And he threw the silver dollar, the information that we gave her where she can get help, and the blanket back over the fence at us and dragged her in. That's why it's so important to vote for 62, because women are not getting the choice that they're being told they get.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood International gives millions of dollars to China's population control program.
Right.
And they force women by the millions to abort their child. There is no democratic outrage. Barack Obama says he's pro-choice. Why has he not been fighting against China's forced abortion program for the last 2 years if he's pro-choice? They are lying child killers.
That's what they are.
And Joe, we've had the same thing from fraudulent Republicans who are pro-choice with exceptions and who confirm pro-abortion judges, and they vote for most favored nation trading status with China. They don't fight to expose China's wickedness for forced abortion. So when Planned Parenthood and this guy, this child-killing husband who would kill his own child, says they're pro-choice, they are liars. Joe, I've seen women at the abortion clinic in tears, like their body is convulsing in tears, and a boyfriend and a Planned Parenthood worker practically carry her into the abortion clinic.
We see it every week, Bob. Every week it happens. And today it was just devastating because she had the initiative on her own and the will on her own to keep her child. And then she's dragged back in.
Joe, that father who is right now killing his own child, that father undoubtedly told her, he probably insulted her. He probably called her crude names, and he probably said, you're going to have this abortion or you're on your own. I'm kicking you out.
That happens so often, Bob. We were in tears at the abortion clinic today because it was just so sad to watch her go back in there against her own will and be aborted because she had nowhere else to turn.
You think if Planned Parenthood actually cared about women, they would say, honey, if I could steal a line from a few minutes earlier, you think they'd say, honey, you're in no condition to make this decision. This is a big decision. You don't want to make this decision today. This is a decision you'll have to live with for the rest of your life. You should go home and think about this.
Right.
They have never, ever, ever done that, according to the testimony of every woman we have ever talked to coming out of a child killing center.
Never. We've seen them literally dragged in by both hands held by family members and them dragged in, and an abortion mill worker will pat around the head and tell her she'll be fine tomorrow. And, of course, we know she won't be. That's why 62 is so important. We have to stop this horrible torture of women and children.
Yeah, and the slaughter of children where, Joe, am I wrong when I say that Planned Parenthood dismembers children? They literally rip the arms and legs off of babies in the womb.
No, Bob, you're not. Unfortunately, you're not wrong. That's absolutely what goes on. It's horrific.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Joe. God bless you. Now let's go to Parker, Colorado. Lana, welcome to Bob and You're Live.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hey, Bob. Me and my husband went to vote, and my husband came out and said that he had a Republican cheat sheet that someone had gave him.
Yeah.
And how to vote everything Republican.
Yeah.
But on that sheet, it told us to vote no for 62.
Well, that's child killing, which is very common in the Republican Party. You know, a lot of the Republicans, for example, Dick Wadhams, the chairman of Colorado's Republican Party, is a child killer. And the big money in the Republican Party, like Ken Buck wants to be U.S. Senator from Colorado, and he said he would introduce a ban on abortion, he would not confirm pro-choice judges, he would help lead a state fight for personhood. He said all that in writing before the campaign. He said it to us pro-life groups all over the state of Colorado, and then the National Senatorial Committee came to Ken Buck and said, look, we'd like to spend millions of dollars to put you in office, to give you power, but you cannot make these statements against abortion. You got to be reasonable. You have to be willing to confirm pro-choice judges. And Ken Buck came out and said, I will confirm pro-choice judges. He said, I will not introduce a ban on abortion, and I do not support the personhood Amendment 62. So, Lana, he broke every pro-life campaign promise he made already, and he did that, you know, largely of his own accord, but also at the request of the money and power base of the Republican Party.
Okay, well, I guess what I wanted to do is tell everybody not to go off that cheat sheet and for them to read for themselves. It just petrifies me that people are passing this cheat sheet around and not reading it.
Yeah, that's that is a great harm, of course. So
yeah,
did your husband catch it?
Yes. I've been listening to the Christian radio station, and I told him, no, I'm positive it says to vote yes on
yes
this.
On 62.
And yeah, so what we did is we did call another radio station that was not broadcasting yet, and he helped us out with that. But
good.
I was just in shock. I'm just like, this thing is going around, and people are just punching the thing that it's telling them to punch.
Yeah, it's not surprising. There's a lack of morality at the heart of the Republican Party. And so in Colorado, it's, you know, it's interesting that the Republicans may become a minority party in Colorado, and you know, the Republican Party, by rights, should self-destruct. Because when the party says, we're not going to talk about social issues, what they're saying is, we will turn our backs on God, on family, and on the child, and we will appeal to people's greed for more money and a better standard of living.
God, I'm so confused. I'm just, you know, things are so confusing now. We're actually really scary to vote because very difficult.
What we all need to do is get to know God as best as we can, get to know His Word, and then rather than making wild political calculations, just figure out what does God say about this issue.
Right.
May God
Thank
bless you
so much.
I appreciate that. So why do we do this? We do this because it's a child, and it's always wrong to intentionally kill an innocent child, and it's Christian, it's biblical. If you're going to obey Jesus Christ, you will love God and love your neighbor. And the Bible warns us throughout, you don't turn your back on injustice. You don't turn your back on cruelty to your neighbor. God hates child killing. He hates it, and He makes that explicit in the Bible, how He hates child killing. If a woman is tragically raped, if you're a liberal, you will kill the baby and protect the rapist. If you love God, you will protect the baby and punish the rapist. God says you don't punish a child for the crime of his father. And, you know, Gualberto Garcia Jones is at a polling place today. He's got four people who didn't know what Amendment 62 was. Four people going in. He's educated them, and they said, we're voting yes on Amendment 62. Praise God for Guabe. What a tremendous co-sponsor of Amendment 62, along with Lolita Hanks, longtime vice president of Colorado Right to Life. You guys have done a superb job. And if you have been a campaign volunteer, there's an event tonight. There's an election night gathering for Amendment 62 in the Denver Tech Center. And so I suggest you call Colorado Right to Life or Personhood Colorado. And if you're one of the friends that have worked with us here at Bob and Yurt Live, you can call here also to get the particulars. But it's in the Denver Tech Center from 7 to 10 this evening, 7 to 10. All right, so we're out of time. Our website is KGov, KGOV.com. And today's election day. Tomorrow begins what? The next phase of the fight for the Lord and for the innocent. Tomorrow begins the next phase of the fight for the Lord and for the innocent. And there is a long war against God, and we can't grow weary in this war. You don't do it. The Lord Jesus Christ fought for us. He gave everything he had. He gave his blood. He gave his life for us. And many who have come before us have done the same. So this is a great heritage we have as Christians, and we need to use the freedom that God gives us and what we have in this country to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of God as our creator and ultimately as our judge. And we fight for justice and to protect the innocent. So our website is KGov, KGOV.com. Thank you, Colorado Right to Life and Personhood Colorado. And I can't wait for tomorrow's show. God bless you guys.